So I just got these headphones, I don't know, last week, and I already broke them. No surprise there. The little clip that keeps this microphone secured onto my lapel fucking ripped off. So now I have this exposed microphone. I mean, it looks cool, but it's exposed, so I'm not sure if it's gonna record as well. All right, well. This segment in particular, was supposed to be. I fucking forgot. I've worn many hats, had many roles, I've been to many places, I've done a lot of things. I've worn many hats, and I have worn many hats, and I've had many roles. And then a few of them, I would say it was greatly appreciated, but I didn't feel it though as though I was at home. And then in others, I was kind of treated like crap. You know? I was ostracized, I bullied, dare I say bullied, before I grew a set. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that goes on, that went on while I was wearing those many hats and trying to find my place in many different roles. And I think I found some footing. Because it gets a little frustrated in life to feel like this just doesn't work. This just doesn't belong. But you're stuck. You're stuck because you're committed or you're pressured into following and fitting into molds, which is never something that I ever wanted to do. But I had to conform. Sometimes you have to conform out of survival, unless you're that fucking smart. Or just willing to be a little crazy. Conformity for the masses is safety. Compliance is security. So for a lot of people, they're okay. They don't wear many hats and they don't play many roles because they just kind of settle. And I'm not a settling type of person in that respect. So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out. It popped into my head as I was doing things, and I looked through my t-shirts and the different jobs that I've had. Like, all the different things. And I roll with it because I know that life is a transition. There are some roles that I played longer than others, and some that were short term and they served their purpose for the time being. But what I got from that, just touching the shirts, just feeling what I felt when I was there, and remembering how I was treated in each of these situations, and knowing that, yeah, it worked for the time, and it was okay. And I could do it, I did it, and I did it well. But it was my choice because I needed to continue on. There's something greater and something bigger. I didn't believe in anything bigger at that time. I just believed in survival, but now I'm understanding that, yeah, there is something bigger out there. So I'm just striving in the wrong directions and throwing energy, throwing it away. I hate to throw things away, especially my own energy, my own time, my own effort. We work for the man. But the man doesn't work for us unless we let him, right? Unless we make him, unless we are our own man. All right, so this ramble is coming on 4.5 minutes, so I'm gonna cut this short and just say that I have worn many hats and played many roles, but I am still here despite all of those transitions. What is that sound? That must be really horrible.